how are two women pushing past the gatekeeping that sometimes occurs within cultural institutions? Amanda Figueroa and Raven Ruffin started Brown Girls Museum Blog, a platform that aims to promote the visibility of people of color, especially women, in the museum field and in academia.
In 2015, Raven and I met and learned that we both had a desire to lend our voice to the museum field as an outlet and as a resource for those coming from marginalized communities navigating institutions. Museums often perpetuate the barrier between themselves and their proposed community, a relationship that needs renegotiating. We insert our presence in these spaces so that the institution can live up to its promise to hold space for us, our communities, and our stories. Conversations on art become tired when the language we tether to fails to expand the field and our ability to see. Words like diversity, inclusion, intersectionality, and bias become the same, interchangeable and more dangerous. Much like our existence, these words cannot be collapsed.
As two brown girls, our paths to museums reflect the communities we come from and the radical shift in politics that must occur in order to support those communities. Our approach to the museum field is guided by our academic interest in critical theory, performance studies, and cultural geography.
With these interests, we take to digital spaces to amplify the voices of artists and culture workers of color, and hopefully broaden the scope by which Black and Brown people see themselves as stakeholders in local and national cultural institutions. We see opportunities within the museum industry that lack institutional support, which privilege some and silence others. We created our platform to raise our voices to the conversations being had without invitation. It is why we proclaim, if we don't tell our stories, who else will?
When we empower visitors to make meaning on their own terms, we make room for multiple lenses within our institutions, although it requires that we share authority and acknowledge our privilege. Decolonizing the institution is uncomfortable work, but that's how you know you're moving in the right direction.
You can learn more about Figueroa and Ruffin's work at browngirlsmuseumblog.com. They're speaking at the Walters Art Museum on March 18th at 2 p.m. as part of the museum's Constructing Cultural Context series. More information can be found at walters.org. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.